When I think of my reading habits, I think of the boy who stole Miss Trunchbull's cake in Roald Dahl's Matilda. Bruce Bogtrotter. That's his horrible name. He is fat, which in Dahl's nasty universe means he's disgusting, and greedy. And when he snaffles the slice of cake, he fails to eat it with sufficient discretion. When he's caught, which being fat and therefore stupid in Dahl's world he inevitably is, the Trunchbull makes him eat an entire fat boy-sized chocolate cake on his own, as punishment. With the encouragement of his classmates, of course, Bogtrotter successfully scoffs the lot. And that's me, the Bruce Bogtrotter of the book. The more I read, the more appetite I have for reading. I read a lot. Most writers do. I read for pleasure. I read for research. I read for keeping pace with what the best writers in my field are doing. But what makes my reading so particularly Bogtrotter-ish is that I am a book reviewer. For the last 7 years, I've been reviewing non-fiction pretty much non-stop. Most weeks a parcel arrives at the door, sometimes many parcels, especially when there's a prize to be judged. Alongside the actual book under review, I also have to read books against which it must be measured. I read other books by the same author, or reread them. I read books that I do not review at all, after consulting with my editor. I read books that publicists send me, which I might want to review, though I read by no means all of those, or all the way through them. But the reason I'm a nasty bogtrotter of a reader is not because of my appetite, but because of the disgusting way in which I treat my review books. Over the years, I've developed a system of book mutilation, mastication, and digestion all of my own. Confessing it now feels like admitting to some soppy, private romantic language with a partner, or perhaps doing something in bed that has felt normal for a long time but might actually not be, you suddenly think. My system of notation feels private, in short, and a bit silly, and maybe a little bit dirty. And while I suspect other people probably do something rather similar, I don't actually know, because I've never heard anyone openly admitting to it. So here's what I do. First, I write all over my books. An X means important, a tick says, nicely done, an exclamation mark, wow, and a question mark, I don't get it. A lowercase q, for me, means query, as in, maybe just Google this one to see if it's actually true, while an uppercase q is a quotable quote. That's my system. Scrawling on books is sort of acceptable, though, and proper marginalia, in which an intelligent reader interrogates or quarrels with a text, can even be valuable when the reader is also an important writer. My grossly indecent bibliophiliac crime, however, is the turning down of page corners. According to my system, this means that something on that page will be crucial in the actual review. And the bigger the turned down corner, the more crucial the point. I'll even tear out a page if I have to. So there, I've confessed. That's my horrid private reading habit. I don't just read an unhealthy number of books, I also destroy them in a very specific way. I wonder if anyone else does it like that.